WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
This is Fresh Air. I'm Terry Gross. We lost a great singer on Saturday. Marianne Williams died at the age of 66 of vascular disease. We're going to remember her with an interview recorded last year. Williams was often called the greatest living gospel singer, but the Rolling Stone album guide said one will come away from her recordings believing she was nothing less than the greatest singer ever. Williams started her career with the Ward Singers in the 40s when she was still a teenager. She later led her own group, the Stars of Faith. She was born in Miami in 1927 and spent most of her adult life in Philadelphia's inner city near her home church, the B.M. Oakley Memorial Temple, Church of God in Christ. Williams was given two great honors over the past year. She became the first singer to be given the so-called Genius Award from the MacArthur Foundation, and she was honored by the president at the Kennedy Center for Lifetime Achievement in the Arts. Williams sang Amazing Grace on Bill Moyers' 1991 PBS documentary about the song. She also sang it on her last recording, Can't Keep It to Myself, on Shawnee Records.
Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me.
That's the old way of the black folks singing Amazing Grace. There's a white way, a lot of folks don't know that. It's a white way of singing it. And it may sound like whatever, but it's so. It's a white way of singing it, and it's a black way of singing Amazing Grace. Because the whites sing it, straight, Amazing Grace, how sweet, but when that song, I always say this, that Mr. Newton, he probably wrote the words, yes, but I feel like he got the tune from the slaves, and where they moaned and whatnot because of the hurt and the beating that they were getting. So when they were saying, and they had to catch their breath. And so the first part of that we're singing in the black way is telling of the way that their mother, sung Amazing Grace and remembered that.
Did your mother sing when you were young?
My mother was a songster. I tell you, she sung. She used to come on the radio singing at her church. And, then we didn't pay no attention as folk being stars. She used to sing every Sunday night. She had her song, Oh Jesus, Let Me Ride, Low Down the Chariot, and Let Me Ride. And the white people from the beach, the Jewish people used to come in. They used to pack the church out so they could hear Rosetta Tharpe. Rosetta Tharpe used to be down there at that time. And my mother would be the one that brings for the congregation song, yes.
This was in Miami?
It's in Miami, yes.
Now, what was your mother's singing style like?
Old style, It was the old sanctified way of singing the gospel. With a lot of shouting and whatever, and hoops and,
Can you sing in her style?
Mm-hmm.
Is it your style or is it different?
I got some of her style, yes. Yes, I can't help but have, Can't help but have that.
When in your life did your sense of Jesus Christ really start to take shape? Did that have
In the early years, you mean?
Mm-hmm.
when it did around 8, 9 years old, mm-hmm. I can remember. Yes, and the Spirit of the Lord would get upon me in the church, and I would shout, you know, and there's something come over me that was different from the ordinary, you know, and I knew then that was the Spirit of God.
I know your father died when you were a girl.
9 years old.
And your mother had diabetes.
Yes.
And mm-hmm. she even had both legs
yes.
amputated as yes. a result of the diabetes. And when you were in ninth grade, I believe it was after ninth grade, you had to leave school so you could take
That's
care of
right.
your mother
this
and go to work to support her.
That's right.
And you worked in a laundry for a while.
A laundry.
What was that like?
Oh, it was horrible. Because I wouldn't see daylight from one time to the other. Until I got off late at night, 11 o'clock at night. And so one day, this Jeremiah Pratt, I'll never forget him from Miami, he was like a father to me. And he played the bass violin. And he said to me, he said, Marion, he said, I want to talk to you. He said, I don't think you need to be on that job that you have, that laundry job. He said, because you have too much talent, he said, to just be slaving like that, you know. He said, I feel like I want to take you off that job so you can sing. I'm going to have a group. I'm going to get a group together. And that's what he did. And he put me as the lead singer of that group. And we went traveling all around Florida, you know. And that's why I know how to sing the different styles, because I visited the different churches and, you know, and it was just great. And I stayed with them until I joined the Ward Singers. Mm-hmm.
We're featuring a 1993 interview with gospel singer Marion Williams. She died Saturday at the age of 66. More after this break. This is Fresh Air. My guest is Marion Williams. You were known for, when you were singing in church, going up and down the aisles.
Yes.
And on some songs, even sitting on
yes.
people's laps.
Yes. How do you know all that?
Oh, from reading about you. I wish I could say I knew
really?
About it from actually seeing you do it. But I'm wondering how you developed that style.
I always give God the credit. I give God the credit for everything when things happen with me. That's good. I was singing in Chicago one night. I used not to run out of the aisle all the time. And we were singing, Surely God is Able. And that this looked like the folks were just sitting there and they weren't heeding no horn. You know, they wouldn't look like they weren't enjoying us and whatever. Just very dead, because it was a dead church anyway. And I was singing, Surely God is Able. And there's some old spur of the moon, something like, run down that aisle, just like that. And I ran down that aisle, and when I did that, the people, they just shouted, they just hollered and cried and whatever. So, those things, it was spontaneous, you know, of course, and ever since then.
Now, what about sitting on people's laps?
Oh, sitting on people's lap, well, that came, you know. That was another thing that the Lord gave me, just to sit on laps, and I sat on somebody's lap, and they told me to get off their lap. I also used to sing Packing Up, and I used to get the pocketbook and put it under my arm and go down the aisle. And I reached for this lady's pocketbook, and she wouldn't let me have it. You know, we were just tussling. I was just singing and she was tussling. And she said, go pack up with somebody else's pocketbook. Don't bother mine. And there was another time I went to another place to sing, and we sung Packing Up, and I went to reach for this man's attaché case, and he told me, he said, and I was just saying, he said, all right, there's a gun in there. And I left that thing alone, honey, and went down that aisle and started shaking folk hand. Yes, indeed. So I've had quite a bit of experiences, and the Lord have given me different things to do when I sing.
The song that you mentioned, Packing Up, is on your new album. You have a new recording of that. So why don't we give that a listen?
You know how old that song is?
No, I don't.
Oh, it's hitting 40 years. I've been singing it in the early 50s.
This is Marion Williams singing Pack It Up from her new album, Can't Keep It to Myself.
Packing up, I'm getting ready to go. Yeah, when I pray an earnest prayer, King Jesus told me that he's gonna meet me there. Yeah, then I tell him now to please make me stronger. I can't hold out no longer. Then a wheel begins to turn in me, yeah, a little fire.
You have such a wonderful style of singing, and it's the kind of gospel singing that a lot of rhythm and blues singers and soul singers have modeled their singing on. I imagine that you got plenty of offers to cross over to secular music.
Yeah.
What kind of offers did you get, and why did you always turn them down?
Well, I got an offer in Europe when I went there with Black Nativity.
This is a Langston Hughes musical.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And they offered me $100,000.
Yay.
To sing that one pop song. And they fixed all kind of beautiful things for me to eat and took me to this mansion home. It was a mansion. And I ate up all their good food. It was so good, very good. And while I was on the last one, I was eating the dessert. Then they brought the song out, and they told me they wanted me to sing that song, and they put it on the stereo and for me to hear it or whatever. I listened to it and looked at the paper, the music sheet, and I told them, I let them know, because I was going to Paris the next day. And this was London, England I was in. And I was going to Paris the next day. Went to Paris. And I got in the hotel room. And the Lord began to deal with me and let me know not to cross over. I said, because of the gospel, and you've been singing the gospel, that's why these folk love you, because you sang the gospel. Said, you can't go back on me now. Talk to me just like you would talk to me, you know. And I sat there and I listened and meditated and whatever. And then I began to cry, and because the money sounded extra good, you know. It was hard turning it down, really. I have to be truthful about that. But when the Lord got through dealing with me, I called my manager, because she was downstairs in her room. And I called her. I said, Barbara, I said, I won't be able to do that. What? She said, oh, you're crazy. She said, do you have good sense? I said, yes. I said, but I won't be able to do it. Yes, indeed. So she just couldn't get it. She didn't speak to me for a couple of months after that. She was very angry with me.
I think a lot of our listeners might be wondering, how is it that a woman with such a big and powerful singing voice has such a comparatively small speaking voice?
I've always wondered that myself. Oh, I don't know why, but I don't sing. I don't talk very loud. I don't. But when I give me that singing, it starts me to singing, and then I'm ready. Mm.
Do you feel almost like two different people?
Almost, when I'm talking and then when I'm singing, yes.
What happens to you when you sing? What kind of change do you feel?
What happens to me? Spirit of God, honey. Overflow me, you know, and illuminate me and whatever. because I like I said, I keep prayerful, whatever. Yes.
Marion Williams died Saturday at the age of 66. Our interview was recorded last year.
Somebody tried God on a Monday. Somebody tried God on a Tuesday. On a Wednesday, somebody tried him. On a Thursday, somebody tried him. On a Friday, somebody tried him. On a Saturday, somebody tried him. What about a
This is Fresh Air.